Why settle for court jesters when you can have three kings? Here are your hosts, Roy, Javari, and Dan. It's the Three Kangs of the Midway Podcast.
Everybody, welcome to the Three Kings of the Midway Podcast, or Kangs, depending on your vernacular. Ladies and gentlemen, it's draft day. Johnny Manziel. As I was saying earlier, Johnny Manziel was a bust, but hopefully the quarterback we draft ain't a bust. But it's draft day. It's finally here. It's a franchise-altering draft for us, dude. We got the number one pick. We got the number nine pick in the NFL draft. Oh, and we still have our first-round draft pick plus 2 seconds next year.
That is a
fact. So we're still building this thing. So that rejoice.
We set up, man. It's draft day is here. Draft day has finally arrived. All the prognosticators, all the mock drafts, all the hoopla, all the people that have been talking and this and that, what I would do, what the Bears should do, Ryan Poles if he was smart, blah, 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 it's out the window. We're going to see what happens. We're going to see what happens. And you know, like we said, it's all subjective. You know what I mean? It's all opinion-based. Nobody is squashing anybody's opinion, right? But at the end of the day, your opinion doesn't hold more weight than anybody else's.
Facts.
Because you're not drafting Facts. Caleb Williams or Marvin Harrison Jr. or anybody else in this draft. You're just looking at it from an outsider's perspective, a novice, you know what I'm saying? And Facts. You're saying, hey, I like the way that guy looks or I like the way that guy plays. We don't know what they're going to do in the pro level. We have a great opportunity having two first-round draft picks in the top 10, of course. That means we have the ability to get blue-chip players with those two draft picks. So, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing what the Bears do with especially number nine, because I know, and everybody has known since, what, October, where we're going with the number one pick.
That is a fact. Like I said, we got the Jimi Hendrix Voodoo Child playing in the background as we are drafting the Voodoo Child at number one and Caleb Williams. He's unlike anything we've ever seen. He's pretty much a wild man, and he marches to the own beat of his drum. You know, he's not a guy who's going to fall in line. You know, he's pretty much a rebel in a sense and doing everything he wants to do, from the painted nails to the hair to the fashion sense. You know, I did chuckle a little bit. I seen a post from I think Albert Breer may have posted it, or some former guy, but Albert Breer reposted it. He was saying, drafting Caleb Williams is a very scary thing because it's the unknown, right? Saying it's like drafting Prince at quarterback, which kind of tickled me a little bit. Like, what the hell you mean by that? But anyhow, on the back end of things, to piggyback off what Dan said, you know, folks, it's all subjective, you know, and everybody, and I posted it on Twitter earlier, that everybody thinks differently, folks, and these are just sports takes and sports opinions, right? Meaning that they're all subjective. It's not law, and neither one of us are an NFL exec or a general manager for any NFL team. Chill the fuck out, man. You know what I'm saying? Just because your guy wasn't picked don't necessarily mean that you're the end-all, be-all, the grand poobah of this damn NFL draft, man. You don't know shit, because if you did, your ass would be in somebody's front office. But you ain't. You know what I'm saying? You're a fan just like we are, and we all want to see our team win. So, with that said, enjoy this draft. Don't bitch and moan and complain. I seen so many people yesterday, you know, not even excited over the fact that we were possibly on the grounds of getting a new stadium. And the shit looked dope. The whole presentation was dope. The whole layout was dope. That big ass window in front of the stadium was sweet as hell, overlooking the city skyline. That's dope as hell. You know, people were still complaining, bitching, and moaning about parking. Parking. And, oh, it's going to run up the money for the taxpayers. And look, do you even know where the fuck your tax dollars are going now? No. So shut the fuck up. What you complaining about it for? You ain't seeing the shit. Might as well build something that's going to benefit the kids of the city and everything else. You sitting here bitching and complaining about taxes like they taking half of your check tomorrow, which is Friday. Shut the fuck up, man. You ain't going to miss that shit they taking in taxes no way. So what are you bitching and moaning for? Oh, it's more tax dollars going to help billionaires. And but then be bitching. Oh, Soldier Field is one of the worst built stadiums, and getting out of here is so terrible. And the main ones bitching ain't never been to a game ever. That's the killing part.
That's how it usually works, bro. That's how it usually works. The people that cry and complain about stuff, just like last week when you had all them people crying and complaining about how much women basketball players get paid.
And don't support.
75% of them ain't watched the game in their life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So support the game, and then, you know, they'll get paid more. You know, at the end of the day, these people don't go to the Bears games. The ones that are complaining, doing that, crying and stuff like that, they don't, you know, what are they, what, you know, they're more concerned with that other stuff. So it is what it is. I think the renderings was nice. I think it was dope. And shoot, man, we've been talking ad nauseum of the draft and things like that. So what if people wanted to talk about the you know, the stadium for a couple of times, or
and the fact that they're keeping it in Chicago off the lakefront, yeah, like everybody wanted.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. And you get more money, you know, with the influx of taxes, whatever tax dollars that your people are talking about, you're gonna get so much more with Super Bowls.
Exactly.
With Final Fours.
Exactly.
With Big Ten championship
exactly.
games.
Exactly.
All these different concerts, you know,
just venues.
Tons of things, man. That you'll be able to, the city will be able to benefit, and the surrounding businesses will be able to benefit from. Hotels will be able to benefit.
Absolutely.
And let's not get it twisted. A lot of the money that's going to pay for this is going to come from out of towners, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People that come into town, they're going to probably add taxes to hotels, right?
Yes.
That is going to go strictly for the stadium, and it's going to pay for some of that stadium. Rental cars, airplanes, you know what I mean? All these things, those
jobs.
Things, exactly. Those things are going to, you know, help facilitate and you know, pay for this stadium. So relax, people, relax. At the end of the day, all these other cities are getting stadiums built and they're prospering.
Yeah.
Let Chicago be, you know, do the same thing.
You see Tennessee, they passed their stadium bill quick as hell. For the Titans to get a new stadium. No issue. No problem. They passed that quick as hell.
Exactly.
So
they know it brings money. It brings revenue.
It's dope.
Yeah.
It lots of money.
I don't understand what it is. Imagine how dope that would be as a kid playing Pop Warner right in front of the new Soldier Field.
Soccer games.
You know what I'm saying? That's everything. Dope as hell. Football game. Pop Warner football. Soccer games.
Hey, you Chicago. You're a world-class city, dude. You're a world-class city.
Yeah.
Act like one. You should have one of the
Act
best
like
stadiums.
One.
All right.
Act like one.
You're a world-class
city in America,
like
dude. Metropolis.
And you see, he put like the pressure on him when he told him. He was like, hey, the longer we wait, the more expensive this going to be. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't afford to wait. If you complaining about how expensive it is and the expense, if we do it now, it's only gonna cost us, you know, $3.5 billion. Right. If you wait, it's gonna cost us $5 billion.
Yep.
You know, you wait longer than that, I mean, hell, you can't wait. This is what it is. You gotta get it done. You gotta get it done now.
That's it.
So, but you know, that's just enough with the politics side. We got the draft coming up, baby, and I'm super excited for the NFL draft. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's ringing bells right now.
Yeah, it is.
Straight up and down. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is we are on the precipice of being great or being actually to the forefront. Not saying that we couldn't have done it with Justin Fields, because I believe we could have if we put the pieces around him. But now they're putting the pieces in play. It's so many ways. It's three ways they can go with this. You know, if the offensive tackle is there, if a wide receiver is there, if an edge is there. But now we have options to where we can trade next year's first for the Cincinnati defensive end, for the Cincinnati edge that wants to be traded. He just came off a 17 sack season. A 17 sack season. You know?
Ryan Posey, that fool like 30.
Yeah, he's 29. He's 29. Yeah. So, I mean, how old is Montez Sweat?
I think he's 27, 28, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't getting no more. He got a second. And that was worth it.
Yeah.
What, for Sweat?
Yeah, that was worth it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we gave him an extension.
I mean, no, not saying we give up a first, but we could give up one of them two twos we got next year.
Yeah, Sweat is 27. 27 years old right now.
Yeah. So Sweat 27, Dog 29. You know, I give up one of them twos next year.
Third.
You give up a third.
I pass. For what?
I mean, Dog got 17 sacks.
Hey, yeah, he can go hit that again like Robert Quinn. That's Robert Quinn. He go hit him from 17 and a half. He goes up
one.
This guy, Yannick,
how you go from 17 and a half? He set the record. What, he had 18 that year? And then he turned
Yeah, 18. Out. 18 yeah, and a half or something like that. Then he just was like, you know what, I'm done.
That was money season, bro. That was money season. I told y'all that. It was going to happen.
Absolutely.
Before it happened, I said, watch, he going to ball out this year. And then next year, he going to take a year off.
Hey, it is what it is.
Bring him back for 1 year.
I think his ass out the league now.
That's what I said.
You might get counting his money. Didn't he assault some lady in a hit and run or something like that? Like slapped her?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay then.
CT, no joke.
Yeah. So one of the top things. Go ahead, Will.
Go ahead. Now I was gonna say with the draft, man. This is my opinion. I think I said this last time. At number 9, I'm saying blue chip.
Yeah.
I hope it's Roma Dunze or Malik Nabers. One of the, because like three wide receivers going in the top, because the Bears picking at 9 in the top 8. And we got two of the picks. So legitimately, if you actually count the numbers, it's only, 7 picks in between our pick. There's only 7 players that can be picked in between the time we pick Caleb Williams and the time we pick. Right? So it's how many times in history have three wide receivers going in the top 10?
I don't think it's happened.
Well, before, that's pretty crazy. We're picking at 9. So if Harrison, Nabers, and then Rome go, that's 3 in the top 10. So it's a possibility one of those guys, Malik Nabers, or Rome Odunze, might be available. Joe Alt, I don't know. Dallas Turner, I think a blue chip player is going to be available at 9. I think you get that guy. None of them are available. You trade down.
Yeah.
And then you just acquire them and then just do what they – you know those drafts when you have like – you go in with 4 picks and you come out with like 15 players? Just do that.
I believe they said that the Chargers, the Los Angeles Chargers, is going after the Alabama offensive lineman. I think really? The big boy. I think he's a guard.
How many are you talking about?
I think they said the Chargers is targeting him because Harbaugh wants to run the ball.
He does want to run the ball. That's surprising, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they're saying. So I think they're targeting him or Joe Alt, one of the two.
I thought it would be Alt before him.
Yeah, they said it would be one of the two there. And then they said that the New York Giants possibly will be targeting J.J. McCarthy or Michael Penix Jr. at that pick. And then Tennessee, they're not going wide receiver. They just paid out. They just cashed out one, didn't they?
And they just drafted one, too.
Yeah. They just drafted my man Burks. And then they just traded for who? They just signed dude from Who did Tennessee get?
What?
Who did Tennessee get?
I just know they drafted Traylon Burks.
They drafted Trey Burks, right?
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, that's it. You know what I'm saying? Because 4 is Arizona. 5 is Los Angeles. 6 is the Giants. 7th is Tennessee.
Oh, they did sign somebody. They signed Calvin Ridley.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They signed Calvin Ridley.
So they're not going
wide receiver. And eighth, Dallas, my man Dallas from Alabama is coming off to go to Atlanta.
Yeah. Yeah, the draft can get crazy, man, because you know somebody in that top 10 is going to do something crazy.
Somebody's going to trade up.
McCarthy. Somebody going to trade up and draft J.J. McCarthy. You know what I mean? It's going to be so – it's, you know, you never know what can happen. But every draft, man, like, number 9 is still a hot pick. Like, you know what I mean? So you're going to have a good player available. Hell, good players fall into the second round.
Yeah, that is very true.
You be sitting there, you might have your pick. Yeah.
Now, just to play devil's advocate, how would y'all feel if they did trade up and get Marvin Harrison Jr. at 4?
I wouldn't be mad, but I don't want two things.
They're like, no.
I don't see the Cardinals doing that. I don't see the Cardinals. One, I don't see the Cardinals doing it. Because why the hell would you do that? If because you're the Cardinals, I'm not giving you Marvin Harrison Jr.
They would probably feel it's a possibility that the Cardinals could do it because they feel that they can get Malik Nabers there at 9.
But if you can get Malik Nabers at 9, you might as well just stay your ass at 9.
Well, it depends on how they value. Depends on how Ryan Poles and them value Marvin Harrison Jr. What they value is on Harrison Jr., Nabers, and Odunze. Because if they view Harrison Jr. as their guy, and he going to move heaven and earth to go get his guy, but it's interesting.
That ain't Ryan Poles. But Ryan Poles don't seem to me like the type of guy that just falls in love with a guy.
Right. Well, like he did Caleb.
I think he had one.
Yeah.
He
right.
don't have to do nothing. You know what I mean? It's like, that's why I think that he can't turn it down because he loves the kid and he's like, I got one. Why? Shit, it's easy. You know, any other time, like to me, if you're the Arizona Cardinals and you want Marvin Harrison, I don't care if you come in from 9, you had to give me a lot. And I don't see Ryan Poles like, give me your first this year, a first next year, and a second round pick, or your third round pick this year.
Yeah, if somebody goes up to 4, they ripping somebody off. They getting the draws. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I think a team that will do it.
Yeah,
right. I think a team that will do it would probably be Minnesota and offer their 2 firsts, where they pick at 11 and 22. And offer that to Arizona, and then Minnesota takes a quarterback like Michael Penix Jr.
I can see something like that happening possibly. But,
yeah,
you know,
and then
you,
that
you
and
Marvin
then,
Harrison. Huh?
No, not for Marvin Harrison. I'm just saying just for
QB.
For a QB for Michael Penix or for J.J. McCarthy or something like that, right? And then that will still bode well for us at wide receiver. That would what happens at number 4 will damn near guarantee us getting 1 of the 3.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So it's pivotal about what happens at number 4 because, again, if the Arizona Cardinals trade out of 4, that all but guarantees us to get a wide receiver.
I mean, I get what y'all are saying.
I'm not saying we will get one. I'm just saying one will fall to us.
Yeah. One will be available.
Yeah, but record, I'm not trading up. I'm not for trading up.
No, I'm not for trading up, and I'm Ryan not even Pace, forgetting the Ryan wide receiver at the number 9 pick either.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I'm really not. I'm really for, because I feel like the wide receiver pool is deep. It's deep enough to where you can find somebody that's going to be, like, you know, what's the kid from LSU?
The other one, number 11.
Yeah. He's cold, man. He's cold. He's nasty.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, it's a lot of wide receivers in this draft that are gonna be good players. I mean, look at some of these guys. Justin Jefferson went, 22 overall when he got drafted? You know what I mean? So it you don't have to.
Yeah,
you know,
he did.
These guys are gonna get drafted, man, but it's just, you know, what type of system that they get put into and where they fall in as far as the organization and coaching. So I think that's gonna be major. That's gonna be major in this whole situation. What's Waldron going to do and stuff like that. But with me, I'm still thinking, you already addressed offensive side. I need to address something on the defensive side of the ball, man. I mean, if you trade down, I would trade down with that pick. If it's me, that's what I do. I trade down. I accumulate more. You know what I mean? You know, you got guys like Byron Murphy from Texas, who's probably the best defensive tackle in the draft, you know, in the class. He'll be available. I'm not saying take him. I'm just saying trade down because he will be available. You know, you got edge rushers that'll be there. You got guys like Latu, you know what I mean, and Jared Verse and all of these guys that are really, really good players, man, that'll be available. So to me, I trade down. That's just me. I just need to accumulate more talent because I want to build a complete roster. I don't want to just, you know, we've addressed a lot on the offensive side of the ball. And Bears fans, man, like they're gung-ho about the offensive side of the ball, which, you know, hey, I understand it. But that's all we've addressed right now.
Oh, yeah, that's a fact.
We got to get back to the defensive side of the ball a little bit.
That's a fact. You know what I'm saying? We're getting some calls coming in. You know, we can go to the lines right now and see what cats want to do. You know, I think we got Ray calling in from Chicago. Is this Ray?
What up? Yeah, this Ray.
Ray, what's happening, man? You on with the three? You on with the Three Kings, man? How you doing? What's up, everybody? Give Ray a round of applause. What's up, Ray?
I'm good. I'm good, man. I'm good. What up, Dan? What up, Roy? What's going on with y'all, boy?
What's cracking, man? We can't call it. So what's up, man? What you looking for in this draft?
Man, well, you know, after number one, you know, we just gonna get down to nine. I'm actually. I'm on the defensive side of the football myself. I want us to get one of them ends to just sure it up to go along with Sweat. And that's where I'm at. I hope they stay in nine and pick the best defensive lineman they got. Anybody that can go hawk that quarterback, that's who I want.
Okay. So I'm not even worried about Latu? Or Kenan? you want Dallas or you want Jared Verse?
I like Latu and Verse. I don't really like Dallas Turner too high.
Okay, I think Dallas Turner is going to be gone by the time I think he's going to be gone to Atlanta, a pick before us at eight, because he's been identified as their target in the top 10.
I didn't even know that. That's definitely
for sure, man. I like
Verse.
Okay, so you like Verse too?
Yeah, Verse got that engine, bro. I'm sorry, I love a defensive lineman with an engine.
Okay.
I don't need no four bangers out there. I need eight cylinders.
All right. Well, definitely tune in tonight, man. You know,
hey,
check
but
it
love
out.
You guys, man.
No doubt, man. We appreciate you calling in.
I love you guys,
in.
Man. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, brother.
Hey, no hey doubt, Ray, man. Hey, before you go, man, you still there?
Yo.
Hey, before you go, man, let the people know, shout out your Twitter handle or whatever.
Yes, sir.
So that everybody know who you are, man.
Oh, yeah. No doubt, man. It's Raider Barber. Find me on Twitter at @S_K_Pyle. And then you can find me up at the Juke Joint, Ray's Juke Joint, R-A-E-S Juke Joint. That's on Twitter. And then you can find us on YouTube under the same name.
That's what's up, man. Ray does some good content over there, talking about the White Sox, the lowly White Sox.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. Appreciate you letting them know about the lowly White Sox. I bemoan every time I gotta talk about it.
I give you a shout out, man, but I also give you a little shank to go with it as well.
Yeah, we wouldn't be family if you didn't, man. I love you, man. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right, Ray, take it easy, man.
Take it easy, battle.
All right, that was Ray. You know what I'm saying? We got somebody else calling from Houston, Texas. Let's see if we can get them in here. But, yeah, man, I definitely like Ray's approach, man, you know what I'm saying, on how things are going. You know what I'm saying? And the possibility of going in a defensive route, you know, I can see it happening wholeheartedly, you know. Not only that, but, you know, Dallas Turner, like I said, Dallas Turner could possibly be gone at the time that we decide to pick. Not only that, but, you know, it's a lot of things going on. But another call here from Houston, Texas. You on with the Three Kings, man. State your name. Where you from?
What up? It's Neil of Sports 91st, man. Y'all probably know me better from that. I interact with y'all from time to time on Twitter, man. But just calling in, want to chime in on the draft, man. We know we're going number one. I'm just want to see what y'all thinking with number nine, bro. I know if we go defense, I like Latu there. I feel like he's like a safe pick. High floor, high ceiling type guy. I think he can succeed wherever we take him at nine. But if the receivers that we want to go on, how y'all feel about Brian Thomas out of LSU? I feel like he's not underrated, but he's not talked about enough. Bigger frame. He was cold, 1,000-plus with neighbors. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
The funny thing is, right before him. You called, we was just talking about Brian Thomas. Yeah. And
I couldn't think of the name, and I appreciate you bringing it up.
Yes, sir.
Right. Yeah, I like his frame, though. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes, Steve Smith.
I kind of lost you, boy.
Yeah, we kind of lost you for a bit, but Will says he loves him.
Yeah, hey, I'm in the office, man. I'm in the office. Man. I appreciate y'all letting me on for a call. I just want to give my little take there, but I listen, man. I don't want to keep you if I'm breaking up. I'll check y'all out later when y'all drop the episode. But,
all right, no doubt, man. No doubt. We appreciate Twitter, you calling man. In.
What 91st?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, have a good one. Right now. I mean, he owned something, man. Brian Thomas, that's the thing. Yeah. You got to look at, the like I said, the wide receiver pool is so deep right now, man. You got this guy, Brian Thomas, and a lot of people say that he could be a number one receiver in the NFL.
He's,
you know what I mean? He just happened to play in a situation where you're loaded. It's like Ohio State was loaded at wide receiver, so you just got number ones coming out after one another. You know what I mean?
That sometimes is a fact. The
same draft. And that's what we're looking at, you know. You got guys like him. You got guys like my boy AD down there in Texas. You got, I mean, just you got a lot of guys that could play in the NFL and will get very burned true. In the NFL. And, you know, you just got to see what fits the team, what fits the roster, man. But it's deep, man. So that's why I feel like we don't have to be a knee jerk, you know, and just go get a wide receiver with nine. I mean, we loaded up on wide receiver right now. You know what I mean? We're not deathly hurt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if you can trade back, you can and pick up a second, you can still get a good wide receiver in the second round and grab the defensive in the first. So, I mean, that's a huge possibility. I mean, who knows? They can be thinking that. They can be like, man, we can trade back a few spots, still get an edge, get a second or an extra third, pick another wide receiver.
What if you got an Adnan Mitchell in the second round or a Keon Coleman that, you know, late in the first round, because you hop back in. You know what I mean? You traded down, picked up a second, and then use that second to trade back up into the first. You could get somebody like Keon. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of guys out there. It's a lot of wide receivers.
And then the rookie wide receiver too. You got to remember. Yeah, sure. Yeah, Keenan ain't on a multiple year deal, but guess what? No matter what rookie comes in here next year, he's wide receiver three. Because right now, they are not better than Keenan Allen.
Absolutely. It ain't happening. So, you're not walking so in.
They're wide receiver.
Starting job. No.
No, they're not. So that's something that you got to consider, too. Like, you know what I mean? Like, edge two probably is a bigger need than wide receiver three. Because that's who, you know, I know you're looking bigger. Like, the edge you draft might be edge one eventually because Montez Sweat is going to get old. Mm-hmm. But for right now, yeah. Yeah, it's probably a bigger need. I mean, you can even say offensive tackle. How do they really feel about Braxton Jones?
Right.
You know, we still need a center. You know, I mean, that can be addressed in the third, fourth round, but you still need a center.
Right.
No? So, yeah, we still need a center. We still need an edge. We need another wide receiver. You know, maybe you
can upgrade
tackle.
I think you said it last week with Braxton Jones. While he's good and he's showed this improvement and he's athletic and he can do some of the things that you want him to do, if there's a guy that's going to be better than him that has a higher ceiling, why would you not want that? You stack the roster, right? So you don't stack it behind. You stack it on top. You stack players on top of the better positions that you need. And those are premium positions, like tackle, quarterback, wide receiver, cornerback, and you know what I mean? And defensive end. Those are your five positions that garner the most money. And also are probably the most influential as far as winning or losing football games. Those five positions. Mm-hmm. So you would have to address those. If you could stack on top of those and push everybody else down the depth chart, that's good. That's a good thing to do. That's a good problem to have, you might say. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's when you got a good roster, dude. That's when you got a good roster. You start putting talent on top of talent.
Yeah.
You know. And it looked like we kind of going in that direction. We're in the beginning stages of it. That's why, that's why I don't want to give up future capital, because I don't want to go into the draft. I already know we got our first and we got 2 seconds next year and our third round. So you already know we got four picks in the top three rounds.
Right.
So just keep stacking.
Yeah.
And then you look up, and if Caleb Williams is as good as everybody say he's going to be, you're going to need those that young, cheap talent.
Right.
Because eventually he's going to have to get paid. If he's as good as everyone's saying, what are you going to get paid when he gets paid 4 or 5 years from now?
What?
$50 million a year?
More than that.
Like,
60-70, like,
60-70 by the time he gets.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he going to want his bag.
Right.
He's that guy. He don't seem like the guy that's going to take a pay cut. So
no.
You're going to need all of them. You're going to need that cheap talent.
Right.
Oh, yeah, man, it's an exciting time. You see, we all got difference of opinion. Bears fans, take notes. Nez want to trade up. I say stay and pick the best player available. And Dan said trade back. And we all can get along. It's amazing, isn't it?
This is amazing, right? It's amazing. This is crazy. You know, you really got to be all you stupid because you believe that.
Yeah, well, man, I don't get that. I don't get that one bit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, dog, these are sports takes. Like,
some of them are right, some of them are wrong, man.
Like, man, the way some of these people be going crazy, man, like, bruh, y'all need to relax. Seriously. Like, need to relax. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, they talk crazy, and then you bump into them out in public or somewhere. They act like it's all love, like they never said anything crazy to you.
Man, how you doing?
Like, man, you fuck around, get your ass whooped talking crazy like that, man. You don't know what type of time people be on. Like, you go out for a five and get a three-piece combo coming right back at you. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn. Like, you hold your hand out for a five, cuz you getting five knuckles in your grill. Like,
I gotta be respectful, even in difference of opinion. I'm like,
yeah. Like, man, it's just a difference of opinion. Why are you talking crazy?
And here's the other thing too. It kind of like goes hand in hand with that, right? You got people that, you know, they're obviously they're trolling. They want some type of response, and they're looking for ways to, you know, badmouth a take or whatever the case may be. And it's whatever, I can deal with that. Here's the other part of it though. You know, when you have guys that hop on, you got some people that try to divide the fan base, right? And then you got some people that are legitimately weirdos, and they will actually root for the guys that are coming in, the rookies that are coming in, guys that have nothing to do with anything. They walk into the building, and you root for them to fail because your guy was let go or your guy was cut. We've had it happen with Roquan. We've had it happen with you know, everybody that's been let go. When Allen Robinson was gone, people were mad and, oh, Allen Robinson's going to be – when Trubisky was gone, oh, I hope Justin Fields fails. Now Justin Fields gone, you got people that, you know, and it's a few. It's not a lot, but it's a few people. You know, like somebody sent me a message where a dude called into 670 to score. Called in there and was like, you know, I hope he fails. You'll be out the league. He won't be starting by the bye week. And I'm like, no, that's not happening. First of all, they're going to do everything impossible to help Caleb Williams succeed.
Yes.
We see that. We see that with how the roster is constructed. Secondly, if this is your draft pick, you're not going to start him and then bench him in his first year.
Right.
That ain't happening, people. Like, get that thought out of your head. That's not happening. So, you know, people need to either get on board or go find a new team, man, at the end of the day. That's the way I look at it. You know, we're on board, man. I wasn't a fan of the move, but at the end of the day, we getting Caleb Williams. Let's see what the kid got, man. Let's see what he does.
Yeah, the people that try to divide the fan base even still.
That's disgusting.
Like, I got tagged in something. I didn't even go say the name, dude. They were like, had some form. I ain't even gonna say the name because I ain't even gonna put, like, sign up for the thing. And I just posted because my pinned tweet is Caleb Williams highlights. I was like, right. The Civil War is over. Everybody get on board. And like 99% of people are on board. It's like, if you are in February the 25th, 2024, and you are still talking about Justin Fields and Caleb Williams war, bro, you are a problem. We already know Justin Fields is gone. We like Justin Fields. We felt the Bears should have kept him and trade down. Right. But he ain't here no more, bro.
Right.
Caleb Williams will be picking in a couple hours. We Caleb Williams fans. You know all we Caleb Williams fans? Because we root for the Chicago Bears. And damn, he's going to be Chicago Bear quarterback. When it was Mitch Trubisky, I rooted for him. When it was Russ Grossman, I rooted for him. When it was Jay Cutler, I rooted for him. When it was Kyle Orton, I rooted for him. When it was Henry Burrs, I rooted for him. Like, this is what we do, bro. Like, end it. It's over. Like, bro, the draft day, you should not be tweeting about, where the Justin Fields fans at. Like, bro, ain't nobody tweeting about that, bro. You the only
person. Right. Get your goofy ass out of here.
And you getting, and y'all, and they getting dragged. I thank Bears Twitter for doing this. They drag, like, bro, let it go. It's over. Like, I see people in the comments, like, let it go. Let it go. It's over. Why are you still talking about this, bro? Like,
for real.
Enjoy this moment. We about to draft a quarterback number one overall who everyone believes is going to be good. Nobody's going to be like when we draft Mitch, bro, everybody was like, what the hell is wrong with Mitch?
Right. It was nobody. Yeah, they was begrudgingly like, oh, what the hell?
When I remember when he got drafted, I was like, oh, man.
Yeah. Like.
And then I was like, let's see what he got.
Right. I was on the phone. I was on the phone catching a flight. This was when I was an air marshal, right? I was on the phone with my uncle who passed this past October. And I was catching a flight, man. And I'm thinking like we finna take either Deshaun Watson or we were taking Patrick Mahomes. I'm like, yo, let me know. And he was like, oh shit, we got a trade. I said, what? We trade?
Like, he's definitely
he was like, we moving up, baby. Here we go. I'm like, oh shit. I'm like, let me know. All I heard was, with the second pick and the 2016 NFL draft, the Chicago Bears select Mitchell Trubisky out of North Carolina. All I heard was Uncle say, Mitchell Trubisky. I was like, look. It instantly got silent. Like, I couldn't believe what I heard. And I was just like, you could hear a pin drop. I was just like, yo, I'm going to call you back.
Bro, that was worse than double doing.
That's how pissed off I was. Just like, yo, I'm going to call you back.
I was talking to my brother, bro, and he couldn't believe it. We knew we were getting Deshaun Watson. We were just watching this Watson highlight.
He had just like, beat Alabama. In dramatic fashion. Comeback fashion.
He went toe-to-toe the year before.
Yeah.
He went toe-to-toe the year before. I was like, nah, this dude legit. Because Jonathan Allen was like, I was trying to spear him. I was trying to break that man in half, and he was smiling. I was like, either him or, like you said, Mahomes. But when they were like, I was like, I can see Mahomes. I ain't know he's going to be that good. I ain't gonna lie.
Right, so nobody did.
Right.
But I was like, he good. I can see it. But Mitch, he just seemed like, to me, his ceiling was Alex Smith.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what I said. His ceiling was Alex Smith. And you don't draft Alex Smith number two overall, bro.
Well, he was drafted number one overall, and everybody's seen what happened with that, right? With Alex Smith. I mean, he had a decent career and things like that, but, you know, hey. And the other thing with Trubisky that really threw me for a loop is dude had like 13 starts as a college quarterback. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, it's just not enough. At North Carolina, you don't play, the competition is not as tough. You know what I mean? That's just not enough experience in my opinion. But, you know, back to the, you know, what you said about people dividing the fan base, man. Let go of that stuff, man. Like, there's, you know, I don't agree with it either, man. I think it's corny. I think it's lazy content or journalism, whatever you want to call it. Whatever you're putting out, if you're sitting here still trying to divide the fan base when we're going into a new era, I think that's lazy, man. That's nonsense. You're just doing it for clicks and likes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all they're doing for clicks and likes, man. You know how that goes. Yeah. You know, and trying to gain traction. Yeah. You know, trying to gain traction, bro. That's all it is, trying to gain traction.
Well, a lot of people got traction from that whole there are whole accounts, bro, that got their following based on the Caleb Williams, Justin Fields thing, Civil War, whatever. And they don't know how to create content. They don't know how to evolve. And so they just keep going to the well because that's what generates clicks and likes. They never got that many clicks and likes until they posted, Justin Fields is a bomb, and they got 100 likes. And they're, oh, my God, I'm going to keep saying it because I keep getting engagement. That's all it is, bro. Like, say something different. You got to create, recreating, you know, reintroduce yourself and come up with something new, man. But anyway, off that dumb shit. I just wanted to get that off my chest because it's a glorious occasion, bro.
I feel you.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. Have a good time, people. Have a good time.
Get ready to YouTube about to get blown up because people are going to be logged on watching Caleb Williams highlights and breakdowns and whoever we draft at 9 and go start getting anticipated for day 2 of the draft. And, yeah, man.
Well, shit, we ain't picking nobody day 2. We ain't got no picks.
We ain't picking nobody.
Don't take two.
We got a third. We got a third.
Late third.
We might get something.
We might get something.
Like Ryan Pohl said, he said, yeah, we could get more draft picks, or we could end up with fewer. We could trade back. We could trade up. You never know.
Yeah.
You never know. We'll so, see.
You never know.
I'll tell you this.
All I say is
good. I'm gonna be ecstatic. We come away from this draft with two blue chip type caliber players. Mm-hmm. I will be ecstatic. We come away with two blue chip type players. Seriously, I will lose my shit. We come away with we come away with Caleb and Marvin. Just suspend me now, all right? Just suspend me now, because I'm going to act a damn fool. We come away with Caleb and Odunze, I'm going to act a damn fool. I am going to be a tyrant, okay? A tyrant. Now, also, people, I want you to understand that the post-June 1st cuts is coming along, too. So we can also pick up, you know, if we don't get a tackle, if we don't get an edge, whatever, a lot of people are going to be cap casualties going into the year for teams that are over the cap. Severely over the cap, right? And it's going to be guys available. Mm-hmm. Like we signed Yannick Ngakoue last offseason. You know what I'm saying? When he was a post-June 1st cut. And we picked him up. You know what I'm saying? He's serviceable, but he's still out there. That could be the other edge. Granted, you may not want that, but, you know, it's the game. It is what it is. It's, you know, like, I don't see anything wrong with Braxton Jones as a left tackle, and I don't think Ryan Pohl sees anything wrong with Braxton Jones as a left tackle, because he feels that a lot of the pressures that Braxton Jones gave up was due to, in Ryan Pohl's opinion, Justin Fields holding the ball too long, right? Okay, whatever. So we'll see. If he really in love with Braxton Jones, he won't go tackle because he feel he got his two bookend tackles for the future.
Right.
And he really loves Braxton Jones, man. He really loves him, right? That was like his pet project. You know what I'm saying? That he identified and was like, nah, he's an NFL starting left tackle. So, okay. All right. So, which that had me rule out left tackle to begin with. Like, nah, I don't think he going to replace dude.
He loves Braxton Jones.
You know what I'm saying? So, I'm like, nah, I don't think he going to replace dude. So, which leaves edge and wide receiver. And I'm looking at it like, ooh. You know me. I'm always lean. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm always lean to the impactful wide receiver. You know what I'm saying? I'm biased. I ain't going to lie. Shit, so what? That's my cross to bear in life. However,
you can see it. It makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
You want to see. You want
it's the same thing. I'm defense. I like the defensive line. Right. So you see where you've been consistent. You want that wide receiver.
Yeah.
Load it up. We need him.
Yeah.
And I'm consistent. So we need to get after the quarterback.
Yeah. Okay?
We got to get after the quarterback.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's not going to change. That's just our different perspectives.
And there's nothing wrong with that, folks.
Nothing wrong with it.
Nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with it at all. You know what I'm saying? It's quite okay to have a differing opinion. Please understand that, people. It's okay. So, you know, I just look at it from a standpoint of you want your quarterback to succeed. You want to give him every weapon possible before him. And, you know, you just can't do it with a wide receiver room of Keenan Allen and DJ Moore and everybody else. I just don't see that. So we'll see how it goes. You know what I'm saying? Because, again, one of them go down. I would like to move Keenan to the slot. If I was running offense, I would move Keenan to the slot because regardless of him being listed as a Z receiver, you know, with Mike Williams being the X out there in Los Angeles, Keenan Allen operated and did most of his work out of the slot in that offense. So – you know, he that's what allowed him to go across the middle and do a lot of dirty work, which was over the middle. Yeah. It was out of the slot in Los Angeles. So I could see him going to the slot on a 1-year rental and we getting that big bodied X receiver and let DJ be the Z. I see it. You know what I'm saying? Roma Dunze is so damn smooth, man, and so out cold.
Yeah.
He's so smooth and so out cold.
Did you see that he was training with Caleb, DJ, and Keenan?
Yeah. They were out here at Wayne State University. You know what I'm saying? Wayne State here in Detroit when they landed. You know what I'm saying? Throwing balls or whatever. I was like,
No, but he trained with DJ and Keenan.
Wow, really?
Yeah. And Caleb was throwing, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, that came out. I forgot who put it out, but that came out. And yeah, Caleb basically said he down for Rome. So I mean, if honestly, bro, I said blue chip, but if I had to pick, if it was an edge on the board and a wide receiver on the board right now, I would probably pick wide receiver.
Okay.
And I hear Ray, but I feel like a lot of Bears fans. The defense I feel is solid. Are they great? Are they the 2018 Bears? No. Are they the 2006 Bears? Are they 85 Bears? Hell no. But they are at least a borderline top 10 unit. We've seen good defenses in Chicago, right? I want an offense. I want an offense that if we down 10 points in the fourth quarter, we know we can put up 20 points.
That's a fact.
We haven't had that. We've always had the team where we got to hold people to a certain point, and then we just got to hope the offense can do enough to win the game. No, I want the Chicago Bears to have an offense.
But this is the question, though. This is the question, though.
Step on the field.
Do we need to go at 9 and get a wide receiver in order to do that? Or do we have that? We have enough to be that potent offense now and right. then add one of these guys that we were talking about later in the draft that no doubt have skill and are and will be able to play. Is it a necessity? You know, see what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, to me, the necessity outweighs sometimes, you know what I mean, what your desire to see on the football field is. I know the desire is to see, because that's the game now. It's high scoring, teams putting up points, throwing the ball all over the field. That's what everybody wants to see. But sometimes the need outweighs what you want to see, because what you have, to me, is potent enough. You see what I'm saying?
Good point.
But
this is
a point. It's a good point, but after Keenan Allen is Tyler Scott.
Right, exactly. Got a new call coming in, fellas. I think this state your name and where you from, man. You on with the Three Kings Live.
What's up, man? It's Julius, man. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on? Who's calling?
Who's calling?
It's Julius.
Oh, Julian, what's up, man?
Oh, Julian, what's up, man?
We getting a lot of feedback, man. You got to take us off the speakerphone.
Okay, yeah, my fault. Yeah, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's the word, man? What's going on?
Who
you want the Bears to pick?
Who you want the Bears to pick?
I said I want the Bears to get a tackle, man. If Joel is there, I would like Joel. You know what I'm saying? But if Rome is there, then, and Alt's not there, then I'm good with Rome. But I would prefer a tackle, honestly, so.
Okay, that's what you want. That's what you prefer. That's what you want to rock with. Ain't nothing wrong with that, brother. So you want Joe Alt or you want Olu?
Or you want Olu? Either. I'm good with either or. I mean, Alt is a little bit better in my opinion, but I'm good with either or, because as we've seen the Bears O line for years now, it's been patchwork. So I want to get a guy that could be there for years down the line, so we don't have to keep doing this musical chairs at, you know what I'm saying, the offensive line. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's a good
thought. You know what I mean?
That's definitely right. We appreciate the call, Julius, man. Make sure you rock with us again, brother.
Yeah. With us again, brother. For sure, man. Appreciate y'all.
All right, now.
Hey, bro.
Yeah, that's for sure, man. You know
See,
what I'm saying?
He even sold me on that. Like even I know, like, he loves Braxton Jones, but you can sell me Donnell Wright, number 10 pick at the right tackle, and another top 10 pick at left tackle. Then you can sell me in on that too, because now I'm like, now you might have a top 5 offensive line. Right. When the last time we had a top 5 offensive line? 85 Bears?
Yeah, something like you that. Know? It's been a minute. It's definitely
so, like,
been a
you
minute.
Can sell me on that too. Like,
yeah.
That's like, you know, like, okay, I would like 2 top 10 picks at left and right tackle.
Yeah. We got another call coming in. State your name and where you from. You on with the Three Kings.
Hey, it's Chrissy Lowe.
Hey, Chrissy, what's going on there, miss?
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
What's going down? What's going down?
Hey, y'all ready for the draft?
Absolutely. I'm actually heading down to Detroit as soon as this pod is over with, and I will be down there front and center taking in some of the action. Hopefully I can last until the draft starts up. It's currently 12:30 right. down here, so – you know, we'll see, but I got like another 7-8 right. hours before the draft even starts. So,
yeah.
trying to get down there before I get crazy. So, who you want the Bears to pick?
At the 9th spot, I would honestly say we should go the wide receiver route, because I think we have Keenan Allen for 1 year,
mm-hmm.
and if he decides to leave, you know, we still got DJ Moore, but who else is going to, you know, take that spot? So I feel like we should draft a wide receiver. I like Malik Nabers, to be honest. So if we can draft a wide receiver, they can learn under DJ Moore and Keenan Allen. In the event, you know, Allen don't stay after this coming up season, we'll still have a young, fresh, great wide receiver that could be our number two, maybe number one, depending on what's going on. Does that make sense?
Makes a lot of sense.
Makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, I think we should go that route. But, I mean, it's in a lot of areas we could draft at the ninth spot. We can also trade back. But I think the best route is to get a wide receiver.
Okay. Well, we appreciate the call in, Chrissy. Let everybody know, you know what I'm saying, your Twitter handle, everything like that, that's listening, you know what I'm saying, so they can follow because we see you do good work, you know what I'm saying, with the Chicago Bears.
You guys can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at I am Chrissy Love.
All right. Make sure we get that in. All right. Appreciate
the
call.
You going to any draft parties? You excited?
Oh, yeah. Well, I live in Phoenix now, so I'm going to the Cardinals draft party. With my Bears sitting on. So they know what it is.
Represent Chicago. Represent.
They know what the fuck it is.
Let them know. Let them know. Walk in there.
Hey, where they started, they started off in Chicago. Don't let them forget it. They were originally the Chicago Cardinals. Don't let them forget it.
No, for real.
They were originally the Chicago.
They know what the fuck it is.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, Chris, we appreciate the call.
No problem.
All right, now. So yeah, everybody is on the same wavelength, man, you know.
Everybody, you know, and it's all, you know, none of the – when people give their opinion, you know what I mean, I like it because you can tell who's giving an opinion and is real or fake, right? Mm-hmm. Because a person can give an opinion like she gave – she called all of our callers, Ray, Julius, you know what I mean? Everybody gave an opinion, but they gave the reason why, you know what I'm saying? So when you give the reason why, are you able to give the reason why? I listen to that a little bit. And, you know, I listen with open ears. I'm not going to block it out. But if you just say, I want this guy just because, now I'm questioning, like, why? Like, what's your deal?
Right,
you know
what I mean? Right. That's a fact. We got another call coming in. I believe this is from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Uh-oh.
So we definitely about to... We definitely about to see who this is. Let's see if we can get them going through. Seems like our board is going. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? We definitely want people to call in that's genuine, you know what I'm saying, and give us an actual reason for why, you know what I'm saying, you want who you want. Like Dan just stated, you know, you can't be saying you want this person just, you know what I'm saying, just because, or you want that person just because. It ain't going to work like that, you know what I'm saying? And people got to understand that, too. So, hey. It is what it is.
The Giants, and try to trade up to number three with the Patriots to draft Drake May.
Drake May? That's interesting.
Yeah. Message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
Oh, okay. Well, they called and then they hung up. All right, cool. Whatever.
Probably a Wisconsin fan, everybody.
Probably a Green Bay, Wisconsin fan.
Yeah, they trying to
call him from Milwaukee.
Yeah, that's what it's like. Uh-oh.
That ain't never a good look.
Never a good look, huh?
Never a good look.
Bears still suck. Oh, click.
Right.
So we about.
So yeah, I mean, this is exciting times, man. This is exciting times.
It is, man.
Definitely in Chicago, exciting times. Exciting times,
yeah,
to say the
least.
I
think I'm excited either way, no matter where he goes, because. At least Ryan Poles don't be making dumbass picks. You know what I mean? Like, what the hell was that? You know what I mean? Like, the picks he made, you'd be like, okay. Okay, the dude can ball. He can play. You know. He ain't made too many. What the fuck was he thinking right there?
Right.
Right.
Yeah, he ain't pull a Ryan Pace.
Yeah.
What was you thinking? You know? Why did you do that?
Why did you do that? You know what I mean? Like, you're like, nah, okay. I heard that, dude. Good.
Hey, so be it. So
I think it's.
Go ahead, Roy.
No, I'm good. I was just saying, like, he just made smart picks, in my opinion.
That's a fact. So we got the Voodoo Child, and we'll see who we pair with him. It's dope, man. Yeah. This is a dope feeling. You know what I'm saying? This is dope. I can't wait to get downtown Detroit and see how everything is down there. You know, like I said, I'm decked out in my Bears gear, so. I'm ready, baby. I'm ready. I'm ready. Yeah, we got the number. Everybody, we got the two top 10 picks, baby. So, yeah, it's exciting, man. It's exciting. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely exciting. So, I'm so pumped. I'm about to go check my son out of school. We hitting downtown. Like, we out, man. Not waiting.
History. He going to be able to say he was there.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I was there. Like, yeah, that's right. He was there, man. So, if we ever make it to a Super Bowl, like, you remember the time? Like, you remember when I came and got you out of school? That's how important this was? This is how important this is. You know what I'm saying? I cried over Justin Fields when we drafted him. I shed a tear or two. I was unhappy when we parted ways with him. But again, this is another reason to damn near shed a tear and be happy again. You know, if Caleb can live up to the expectations, this is special times, man. This will definitely be special times. Special times in Chicago. That's for damn sure. So I'm excited about it. I'm excited about it. I'm excited to see it. Let's fucking go, man. Let's go. Let's go.
We're going to have a good time. I think we're going to come away with some pieces that we like, that we genuinely like. And that's all that matters, man. Building this roster, you know, getting this team to a place of contention where they're competing for not only the NFC North, but for the NFC and the NFL crown championship Super Bowl, you know, in the very near future. So that's the goal, man. I think that's the goal. And excuse me. The fact that we got some of the free agents that we got means that they're moving towards that direction as well. You know what I'm saying? You get 30 plus year old guys and bring them into the locker room, that means you're trying to establish what you want to do, you know, in the next 2 or 3 years. It's not a long process at this point. We're getting closer to the finish line, let's put it that way. So
that's,
I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm looking forward to what Paul is doing. I trust him, man. I trust him. I trust Foles. Yes, DeVore don't trust Foles no more.
Nah, I don't. This shit got to yield fruit in order for me to, you know, because I'm so tired of seeing him in the pressers, man. You know, we're going to take the North and never give it back. And then yesterday, the other day, it's going to be hard to make this team. Man, fuck all that, bro. Is this shit producing dubs or not? If we beating Green Bay or not?
When he says it's going to be hard to make the team, man, I don't want to. You want to walk on at what, Cal State Fullerton, or you know what I mean? Or you want to go walk on at and make the squad? You know what I mean? So
right. And I get it. You know what I'm saying? But this shit got to yield fruit. It's at this time now. I got to yield fruit. I was on board. Then you threw me a curveball and got me looking at you sideways. You know what I'm saying? What heals all is winning.
Yeah.
Winning heals all. Winning heals and cures all. So let's get this. Let's start winning. You saying out your mouth by making that move, you are saying that this quarterback is better than the quarterback that we had. Show me. Because I don't believe it, but show me. I want to see it. You saying he better than the quarterback we had. Okay. Well, let's see it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not only let's see it, but let's see this shit yield fruit. I want to see the Bears whoop Green Bay ass regularly. Now, let's say we go ahead and we play Green Bay and we beat them. Okay, Ryan Poles, you were right. At the end of the day, we didn't beat the motherfuckers with Justin, but we beat them with Caleb. Okay, well, hey, I can't say nothing, right? I mean, it's other things in play, but you know, hell, I can't refute that. If we beat Green Bay because of the difference being Caleb Williams, so be it. Caleb Williams goes out there and has a 300 yard passing game with 2, 3, 4 touchdowns passing. Okay, you know what I'm saying? All right, I ain't got shit to say. But if we still going out there and getting our ass whooped, bruh. Come on, dog.
You know, people need to realize too that it's not just on Caleb Williams.
No, it's not.
This coaching staff,
yeah,
they're gonna have to, and the organization, They got to, number one, support the guys. And you know, believe it or not, Charles Barkley, he mentioned something yesterday. I'm gonna mention something that he mentioned, right? He said that the job of a coach, and we talk about the jobs of coaches and what they're supposed to do, and it speaks volumes, right? Everybody knows you're supposed to put your players in the best position to win, right? You're supposed to put them in the best position to win, or position to succeed, and that's what you want to do. But at the end of the day, there's another thing. They have to instill the confidence in those players and have those players buy into to what they're preaching, right? So Shane Waldron, that's on you. You got to instill the confidence in that quarterback, in the quarterback room, in the wide receivers, that you know what we're doing, this is going to work. So we're not just preparing for no reason. We're preparing for what's about to work and what's going to win us games. Once the players buy in, now you put them in position to win, and it's up to them to succeed at that point. So the coaching staff got their work cut out for them, and the organization does, in order to support the guys that they have in the locker room now, because you haven't done it previously. You failed Justin Fields. You failed several other quarterbacks like Jay Cutler. You failed players. You failed Brian Urlacher. You failed the defense and Julius Peppers and all those guys by not putting together something that was better. So the organization, you know, the Bears organization as a whole, they got their hands full. They better do something.
That is a fact. That is a fact. So, parting shots before we roll out of here. I head down to this crazy NFL draft.
Yeah, let me give one. I want to shout out, send some love to Nicholas Moreno from CHGO Network. I see that his grandfather was sick, and he said he don't have much time to live. So, like a guy like me, my grandpa played a pivotal role in my life. And, you know, so I felt that it hit home, bro. So I just want to – I hit him up by saying love and prayers. There's a lot of Bear fans and giving them love. So send your thoughts, your love, your prayers to Nicholas Moreno. I know we got the draft coming up, but life's still going on, bro.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
What I mean?
Yeah.
So yes, keep that in the back of your mind, you know, in this time.
Man, appreciate you bringing that to the forefront, bro.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to Nicholas Moreno, man, for what you're going through and what your family's going through right now. And prayers up for you and everybody involved. You know, we can't always take the cup away, right? Things can't be fixed like that. Right. But, you know, we can get the strength that we need to maintain, you know what I mean, through the situations at hand. So, you know, shout out to you, man. And of course, all the Bears, Twitter and fandom, you know, they got to pour their support into my guy so that he can, him and his family can maintain that situation.
Yeah, much love and prayers out to Nicholas Moreno and his family, and you know, but definitely keep you in our prayers, and Bears family, make sure you do the same, you know, because it's tough. That's tough, especially, you know, somebody who's a staple in your life and everything else, losing a loved one, man, it hurts. I don't care who it is, it hurts. So, but yeah, another shout out to Ray, Julius, you know, Christy, you know, and Nell. We appreciate y'all calling in to the show, you know, and hopefully we have more segments here where we have people call into the show, because we love interacting. We love interacting with y'all. You know what I'm saying? That's what makes us, you know, unique from the others. You know what I'm saying? Your voice can be heard and you can go back and hear yourself on the pod, which is pretty dope. So, you know what I'm saying? We definitely promote people calling in, man. Y'all definitely call into the show. We'll get you on and do our best to get you in here. So, like I said, we got the draft tonight, baby. We got the draft. We got everything cooking with the draft. Let's have a blast, man. Let's enjoy it. That's all I got.
Fun, man. For sure. I ain't got nothing, man. I'm, you know, shout out to the callers that called in. We appreciate everybody that rocks with us each and every week.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? We do this, man, and we have fun doing it. But we do it because we have fun talking to people about the Bears. It don't matter if it's good or bad, man. I enjoy interacting with everybody. I'm going to continue doing that. And shout out to all of y'all that rock with us. Shout out to the people that don't like us. I love you guys because that means I'm doing something right. So at the end of the day, shout out to everybody. We'll holler at y'all next week, man. Be safe. Be raw. Be good. Be cool. And enjoy yourself at whatever draft party you might be going to tonight. Represent Chicago to the fullest.
Yes, sir. Get an Uber, motherfucker. Don't drink and drive.
Right, don't be doing crazy shit.
Uber, Lyft, something. Ride a bicycle. If you want to drink and drive, ride a bicycle.
Walk.
Right.
Walk.
That's a fact.
Walk and, walk and drink.
All right, y'all. Peace.